Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana, 16 regions, including Sankara FM Yendi, Laura FM Laura, Radio Max Takoradi, Get Radio TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. This morning, residents in Kejete staged a massive demonstration over unreliable power supply after President Akufo-Addo commissioned the rebranded American power plant in Ahomaso.
That is that we need power. We need
these outages disrupt economic activities, leading to reduced productivity.
We'll hear from government, which is promising that the power situation will be stabilized when the power plant comes on stream.
And I can only thank you for the patience you have exhibited in the face of these challenges.
GMPC has then reserved capacity on that pipeline to transport their own gas for free.
And also, commercial transport operators frustrated by continuous postponement of transport fare adjustment talks as yet another meeting fixed for yesterday was postponed.
The fuel prices are still the way it is and things are still high. How are they going to cope by waiting till the next week again?
In business,
government resumes negotiations with Eurobond holders to restructure over $13 billion debt. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
These are more coming up with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Details now. A group calling itself Youth for Asante Man staged a massive demonstration Wednesday, expressing their frustration over unreliable power supply that severely impacted their livelihoods. Just hours after President Akufo-Addo commissioned the Kumasi One Thermal Power Plant in the Ahomaso in the Ashanti region, while the residents lamented the detrimental effects on their livelihoods, they also demanded ECG produces a load shedding timetable.
Clad in red and in loud chants, hundreds of people took to the principal streets of Kumasi to demand a load shedding timetable from the Energy Ministry and the Electricity Company of Ghana.
All we are asking Nana Akufo-Addo is to give us power, that's all. Apart from that, there's nothing he can do for us. He should just give us power so we can go back onto our businesses and do whatever we want to do. That's all.
Leader of the group, Jerry James Suka, says President Akufo-Addo has failed in the energy sector. He says the mismanagement of the sector has led to the current intermittent power cuts being experienced nationwide.
The mismanagement of electrical power has resulted in frequent and prolonged power outages. These outages disrupt economic activities.
We are demanding that His Excellency Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, who is paid with my sweat, who is paid with my taxes, at least have some iota of respect for the people of Ghana and especially Ashanti Man.
And Nana Bwachi Adam Dankwa with that report. Well, President Akufo-Addo, acknowledging the country's power challenges for the first time, assured that the Kumasi One Thermal Power Plant will bring stability to electricity supply in the region when it is fully operationalized.
The challenges that the people of Ashanti and indeed of other parts of the country have had to endure in very recent time over the supply of power. And I can only thank you for the patience you have exhibited in the face of these challenges.
But will the plant receive the necessary fuel to operate? Former Deputy Energy Minister Andre Japamesa revealed that they have renegotiated a deal with Nigeria to boost the volume of gas to cater to the plant.
So if for nothing at all, moving these plants to Kumasi means that you can transport the gas and not pay for it to Kumasi to power the plants. That's one. Two, we've already had conversations with the Nigerians to increase the gas flow that we get from Nigeria to enable us to resolve some of the problems that we are facing.
And we have the money.
With fuel, the arrangements that have been put in place is for ECG to collect at least 1.3 billion cedis a month, of which 300 million will be set aside to pay for any incremental fuel that we are going to contract.
And later this evening at 6 p.m., we'll sit with the experts in the energy industry to discuss the problem with power supply. You'll be hearing from the likes of John Jinapo, Steve Mantia, Dr. Elikpim Apetogo, and Nana Mwese VII, and more speakers. It promises to be an insightful discussion. And certainly, we'll want to also hear from you as well. Do make a date at 6 p.m. tonight on Joy FM, Joy News Channel, and on all our social media platforms. Now to transportation. Commercial transport operators say they're frustrated by the continuous delay in adjusting transport fares. Some drivers have already increased their fares following hikes in fuel prices, spare parts, and a general increase in the cost of living. A meeting called yesterday by the Ghana Road Transport Coordinating Council to review the fares was yet again postponed after the drivers were told the transport minister was not available for the talks. GPRTU spokesperson Samuel Amwa says the drivers are not happy.
We know the pressure that is coming from the drivers, and not just the pressure, but we also saw how the fuel price is also running up. Everything is up now. So talking to the drivers about the calling of the meeting and, you know, reschedule it for next Wednesday, you know, the drivers didn't take it, they couldn't take it easy at all, because the fuel prices are still the way it is.
Well, the union has meanwhile criticized the transport minister, Kweku Fore-Siama, for threatening to arrest drivers who increase their charges without government authorization.
Last week, Wednesday, there was an increment. The next day, there was another increment. Yesterday, there's another increment. And you keep telling the drivers that they should still wait. And should they go ahead and increase it, you arrest them. Let's understand that the vehicles doesn't belong to the government. It's an individual vehicle.
Now to Tech Thursday, Ghanaian primary and pre-tertiary students have started building robots that can compete on the global stage through the study of science, technology, engineering and mathematics STEM education. With this education having been identified as a subject that sharpens the minds of students, these kids have developed easy-to-play mobile games and are hoping to win gold for Ghana when they present the country at the 2024 VEX Robotics World Championship in the United States later this month. Ken Jesse has more.
Artificial intelligence has taken the world by storm. Through hands-on experience and guidance from dedicated coaches from Bountiful STEM Educational Foundation, these kids have honed their skills in coding, engineering, and problem-solving to sophisticated robots capable of competing at a global level. They are confident of their chances when they participate in the 2024 VEX Robotics World Championship.
So to compete with other people from all over the world, I think us as Ghanaians, we are going to do very well. We've been practicing and we've been training for so long that I think when we go there, we are really going to be able to.
So far, we've been creating robots. I've created a drive train, a claw bot, and then last year, the competition we went, yes, I was part of the builders who made that robot. And then this year, I helped build the robot.
Now to field exhibition, we take you to Nigerian Quarters, a suburb of Achimota in the Okankwe North Municipality, where residents struggle with stench from an over 30-year-old dam site in the middle of the community. Here's Prince Kwame Kudugan's report read to you.
Welcome to the Nigerian Quarters, a vibrant suburb nestled on the outskirts of Achimota, the Okaikwe North Municipality of the Greater Accra Region. But beneath its colorful facade lies a stinky secret that has been plaguing its residents for over three decades. Residents continue to grapple with the consequences of a thin ground right in their midst.
The problem we are facing is that the smelling of the boiler and the osuit, we can create sickness, and we have families too.
Many people shit on the boiler, but you will never see them. You can't see them.
And now the Ghana Journalists Association has singled out Joy News' Erastus Asaradonko for praise for his dedication in highlighting the devastation caused by illegal mining. It follows a scathing criticism of the fraternity by business mogul Sam Jonah at a ceremony to mark the 75th anniversary of the Ghana Journalists Association here in Accra. Listen.
I would have liked to see a more concerted and sustained action from you. Sadly, that has not been the case. Galamsey doesn't make the headlines anymore. And yet the country is experiencing the ravages of this terrible phenomenon.
While the GGA admits there has been a decline in momentum, he says one man continues to stand to be counted. Joy News' Erastus Asaradonko. Listen to GGA Secretary General Edmund Kofi Yeboah.
Even as it is not to say that we have gone to sleep entirely. We have not sustained that concerted effort we had initiated earlier, which, in my view, yielded a lot of positive outcomes. But we must commend Erastus Asaradonko for holding the fort in spite of the dangers involved.
And you had GGA General Secretary Edmund Kofi Abua bringing us to the end of this morning's bulletin. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.